This is Snake, and you're listening to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. So pay some damn attention.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Kevin from the 8-Bit Geek. I'm here with my spoilerific review of Terminator Genesis. So if you have not seen that film yet, turn off this podcast and go see it. Have some fun. I thought it was a pretty damn good movie, actually. A lot better than the last two Terminator films that came out. We don't talk about those. Those are just something that just happened and we kind of just got over, you know. We don't want to remember those. So check it out. Basically, this Terminator Genesis is sort of a reboot. It's kind of a retelling of the first three movies, or the first two movies, really. The third one, once again, not very good. So this one stars Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's his first time back as the Terminator in 12 years. You also have Jason Clark playing John Connor, Amelia Clark playing Sarah Connor, and then you got Jai Courtney playing Kyle Reese. So it's got a pretty good cast to it, actually. And there's some other people that make smaller roles in it, such as Matt Smith and also J.K. Simmons. Yeah. So they show up in the movie as well as, you know, you would think minor characters, but I mean, they play a pretty major role in it later on. First off, my positives on this, it was great action. I mean, it was definitely, as Jeremy would call it, a popcorn movie where there's just a lot of good action. Storyline, I mean, it's really hard to tell a good time travel story. I don't think anyone's done it yet. Not even, I mean, like Looper was the closest to telling it, but I mean, it's really hard to tell a time travel story. So the one cool thing about it is, like I said, they're trying to kind of reboot the series. So when they send Kyle Reese back to 1984, they actually remake the scenes from the original Terminator, like almost like bit for bit, to where they include the same shoes, like same locations, everything off the beginning of the movie. So it was a really cool, like, paying homage to it. Like, it was just really, really well done. And I had to go back and watch the original Terminator afterwards and kind of compare the scenes. Thought it was fantastic. Another thing is, it was an interesting timeline lapse. Like I said, this is gonna be spoilers, but when Kyle Reese gets sent back to 1984 to go to protect Sarah, right as he's getting back, basically a Terminator comes and gets John Connor. They don't show him getting killed or anything, but he definitely, like, gets his hands around him. So this is the last thing that Kyle sees before he goes back in time. So he ends up in this alternate timeline of 1984. So he does all the stuff at the beginning that Kyle Reese did in 1984 Terminator. But now, this time, Sarah Connor was actually ready for him. And so was a T-800 that just happened to be there even earlier that was protecting him, or protecting Sarah. So, I mean, that was an interesting little, like, twist, and it really makes Sarah Connor the badass right off the bat, instead of being, like, kind of a helpless restaurant, like, waitress. So it's really cool. Also, like, once again, I mean, Amelia Clark, she did a fantastic job as Sarah Connor. She even looked like a really young, God, can't think of her name right now. But, you know, she looked like she did a great job of looking. Linda Hamilton. There you go. She looked like a really young Linda Hamilton. Kicked ass. Badass right off the bat. The aging Terminator was pretty awesome. This time around, the way to get around Arnold Schwarzenegger being 60s and still playing a Terminator was saying that the skin on the T-800 actually ages because it's human skin. So that gives him a chance to kind of, like, write out that little plot hole. So he does get older over the years. It's, like I said, it's not quite a reboot, but it's a retcon of the whole series, you could tell, because they're actually trying to go for a trilogy of the film. There's, you know, like I said, an alternate timeline. J.K. Simmons plays the cop at the beginning of the film that tries to capture Kyle Reese, and then he sees all this, like, badassness going on, because there's a T-1000 in 1984, if I didn't mention that, and I didn't. So T-1000 in 1984, crazy stuff. You know, it's just like they're really trying to combine the first two movies together. It was pretty good. There was some negatives to it. The guy who played Kyle Reese, or at least the Kyle Reese character, was a bit of a dick. You know, I mean, like, I know Kyle Reese is, like, you know, battle-hardened and all that stuff, but he goes there and he's completely in love with Sarah Connor. He's been carrying her picture around, you know, behind John's back for years. So, I mean, you would expect him to be a little bit more, you know, nice, but he's kind of a dick throughout this film. I don't know. I could have done without that. The T-1000 was in the film, like I said, in 1984, very short-lived. That was kind of a letdown because, you know, the one Robert Patrick played in Terminator 2 was fantastic. And it scared me as it scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. So it was cool to see the T-1000, just not very long, you know, mostly because they have a lot more story to tell. They're trying to basically put two long movies into one movie, you know, just kind of retconning everything. So that was interesting. I hope we see more of that later on. Now this time around, Skynet is not just like a weird, like military tool. What Skynet is, actually, they were working on an OS called Genesis, thus Terminator Genesis. This basically Judgment Day gets pushed till the year 2017. And at this point, I mean, it's pretty much like it is right now in 2015. Our lives are connected to our devices, you know, our cell phones, tablets, all that stuff. And Genesis was going to launch an OS that connected everything together. And this was an AI that was pretty much teaching itself, which was Skynet. And Skynet, by the way, it's an interesting one because it's played by Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame. So they're like, Skynet actually has a face. So it's really interesting. So basically, they time travel from 1984 to 2017, and they run into John Connor there, and they are super excited because it's John Connor. But the T-800, who's been waiting 30 years in the balance, is not feeling it. And he, like, just, you know, he knows that John Connor's a fake. And it turns out it's the real John Connor. But when, you know, Skynet captured him before, they turned him into, like, this super robot. Half human, half robot. And just, it's all, like, dealing with magnets and shit. I know, right? How does magnets work? Thank you, ICP. So, it was really good. The time travel, like I said, it's really hard to pull off a good time travel movie. But, I mean, they did what they could. You just got to sit back and enjoy the action at this point. Enjoy Arnold. Arnold was amazing in it. He started to show a little bit more emotion. He played more of a father role in this, which was awesome. He was very protective over Sarah Connor. But he had this thing where him and Kyle Reese, they would just kind of argue because, you know, they both wanted the best for Sarah Connor. All the while, Sarah Connor's blowing the shit out of everybody. Blowing them up, not blowing them. That would be not a PG-13 rated movie, but she is a badass in the movie. It was great. There was a few questions I had because they really, I mean, obviously there's going to be plot holes, and maybe this is why Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 27, which is really way too low. It's definitely better than that. But Rotten Tomatoes said there's a lot of plot holes. The one that stuck out for me, they never really gave you an answer on who sent back the original T-800 to the year 1984 to save Sarah Connor when she was like 9 years old. No one ever said what that was or who that was. So that was an interesting one that you'd never get answered because obviously it wasn't John Connor. Who knows? Who knows what it could have been? And in the end, it was really interesting too. This is part of the ending. Like I said, if you're already listening to this, you've either seen the movie or you don't care and you want to get it spoiled. But Terminator falls into like a batch of like liquid, and the only thing that can activate that liquid was an old chip from the T-800. So in the end, he gets upgraded to a damn T-1000. So it's like liquid Arnold Terminator. So I mean, I know they're planning a trilogy for this, but it's really interesting to see like something like that go down, you know, like, so if he's going to come back and say Terminator 2, whatever, not Judgment Day, whatever the next film is, it's going to be interesting to see him like, you know, doing all like the liquid metal stuff. So I don't know. This could be Arnold's last movie. He's up there in age, but either way, whoever plays the T-800 next time, the T-800-1000, it's going to be an interesting role, really big shoes to fill. Overall, like I said, I thought it was a great film. I've been a huge fan of the Terminator series since I was a kid. Terminator 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time. Nothing can touch that. If I could put this in, you know, out of the five Terminator films, the way I would rank them probably be Terminator 2, Terminator 1, Terminator Genesis, then 3, and then Salvation, because fuck Salvation. I don't know. Salvation left a bad taste in my mouth. It was just all around shit. I mean, we've always wanted a movie where they showed the future a lot more, but that was just, it was awful. Like, it just didn't feel like it had a connection to any of the other Terminator films, and it wasn't that great at all. So that's what I believe. I mean, let me know what you guys think, too. I mean, I'd love to start a conversation on this. Leave some comments in our stuff. Contact me at KevinWK on Twitter. You know, reach us on the 8-Bit Geek. But let me know what you think of the review. And we're going to do a lot more of these because now we have more podcast stuff. Yeah! So thanks again, everybody. I will catch up with you soon. Praise be, Yevon.